here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 19th of January, 2009. It's the birthday of Edgar Allan Poe, born in Boston, 1809, who came to broad public attention in 1845 when his poem The Raven appeared in the New York Evening Mirror. Children followed him down the street chanting, "Nevermore, nevermore," and Edgar Allan Poe recited his poem at all sorts of gatherings. It's the birthday of the novelist Julian Barnes, born in Leicester, England, 1946. His parents were French teachers. He had already published two novels when he visited two museums devoted to the novelist Gustave Flaubert. At the first, Julian Barnes saw the stuffed green parrot that Flaubert had kept on his writing desk. And then, at the second museum, he saw another stuffed parrot, which was supposedly the same parrot, which gave him an idea for a short story about a man obsessed with Flaubert, and it grew into his novel Flaubert's Parrot, which was published in 1984 and which became his first big success. Julian Barnes, his most recent book and memoir, Nothing to be Frightened of. Julian Barnes, who said, "The secret of happiness is to be happy already." And it's the birthday of the man who coined the term altruism and who helped found the field of sociology, philosopher Auguste Comte, born in Montpellier, France, in 1798. He'd become friends with a social philosopher who insisted that the goal of philosophy should be improved social welfare. And Comte used that as the guiding principle for the rest of his life's work. His most famous work, Système de politique positive, published in the 1850s, which established a basis for sociology, after which Comte's life began to fall apart. He had a mental breakdown, was put into a hospital, suffered from serious depression, tried to commit suicide. He was imprisoned, his wife left him, and he was fired from his job at a college. And by the end of his life, he had alienated most of his friends and died sad, lonely, and impoverished. Auguste Comte, who said, "Everything is relative, and only that is absolute." Here's a poem for today, a poem by Dania Romina Powell, entitled "Everyone is Afraid of Something." Once I was afraid of ghosts, of the dark, of climbing down from the highest limb of the backyard oak. Now I'm afraid my son will die alone in his apartment. I'm afraid when I break down the door, I'll find him among the empties, bloated, discolored, his face a stranger's face. My granddaughter is afraid of blood and spider webs and of messing up. Also bees, especially bees. Everyone, she says, is afraid of something. Another fear of mine, that it will fall to me to tell this child her father is dead. Perhaps I should begin today stringing her a necklace of bees. When they sting and welts quilt her face, when her lips whiten and swell, I'll take her by the shoulders. Child, listen to me. One day you'll see these stings are nothing, nothing at all." Everyone is Afraid of Something, a poem by Dania Romina Powell from A Necklace of Bees, published by University of Arkansas Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Margaret Boehm, produced by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.